Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Another episode of Unmasked with authoress
Terry E. Lyle, and Chris Michael Ward. I first want to thank all of my listeners from north to south, east to west, and everyone in the 40 countries around the world for tuning in. And before I let my guests come on, I want to introduce my co-host, Chris. How you doing, Chris?
How you doing, Terry? I'm doing fine. How are you? Hello?
I'm doing fine, darling. You know, and
okay.
It's a special show tonight because we got Mr. Smith here, who was on location with his family because something is going on, you know, and he has to help out. So if there's any background noise, you know, just take it for the fact that he's doing what he can in a difficult situation. And so without further ado, I'm going to welcome our guest, Harry Smith. How you doing, Harry?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing well. You know, when we start talking about alarming youth deaths in Baltimore, I'm originally from Baltimore. I'm a native, and I kind of left because it was crazy then. So tell me what's been going on since I left.
Well, Lady Keith, it's been hectic down here in Baltimore. I mean, with our youth just running rapid around here, they just shooting and killing and everything. And then since they started that thing about legalizing marijuana, it's just a mess, you know. And I blame it on the government or the politicians, because every time you turn around, they want to cut the cost of schools and all this. So what are the kids supposed to do? You know, what are they supposed to do? They didn't stop all the rec centers, close the rec centers, and everything.
Mr. Smith, you're absolutely right, because when I grew up, when we got out of school, we had recreational centers to go to keep us out of our parents' hair while they cook dinner or come home and unwind, you know, but you don't see many of that. You know, at one point of time, the police used to sponsor groups like that for kids that have something to do after school, but now it seems like the after-school programs, you got to pay for the kids to go there, and it's like, it's crazy.
You're absolutely right, Terry. You're absolutely right. You know, and I don't understand it. I know when I was, just like you mentioned just then, like when I was growing up, I remember my mother used to, and my grandmother, my great-grandmother, shoot, if I wasn't working, having a summer job, I would be in church or something, or be in the yard cutting grass or something. I wouldn't just be sitting around and running around like reckless, you know? Like when my mother used to tell me to don't get off the porch, or just don't get off the porch, stay right here where I can see you. Nowadays, I don't know what's going on with these 80 babies, these 90s, especially these 20s babies. It's just crazy. It's like they don't have no home training. You know, they don't have no home training. And it's like now it's no more Big Mamas. Big Mamas is around about, what, 25, 34.
I know, right? Ain't that something?
Like
that. And their grandmothers at a young age, because they're having babies kicking them out at 12 and 13, you know, and a lot of that is not because all of them kids are promiscuous. Some of them have been violated, you know, and now it's a shame because now, you know, they don't want to have the ability for a person to have abortion. We're going to have a whole lot of babies raising babies. But hold that thought, because my co-host, Chris, has a question for you.
Sure.
Yes. Yes. My first question for you, Harry, is you mentioned that all these started when the youth centers got closed down. So is your solution to reopen these centers? I mean, it sounds like that would be your solution, right?
My solution would probably be get the rec centers back open. Give them something to do. You know, give them something to do where they don't have so much so much time on their hand, because when you got so much time on your hand, they ain't doing nothing. That's the devil's playground, you know. And, you know, and nowadays you got, you ain't got no fathers in the home, mothers out there running around on drugs or whatever the case may be, you know. So who's disciplining them or raising them? They're raising themselves, or the streets raising them.
Yeah, and you're right about that. And, you know, Harry, when you said that the fathers are not in the home, a lot of time women can't even get help, welfare, to feed their kids. They displace the men. And I think that's intentional, to break up a family nucleus, because if the fathers stay in the home, they want to tell them it's too much money, so they can't get aid to feed the kids. So he has to step back. You know, so she can get some aid. And then she's feeling frustrated. And, you know, sometimes people do drugs because they feel overwhelmed. That might not be the answer, but I can understand why some people are losing it, you know. And when you got these kids being raised, like you said, by the streets are putting guns in their hands. The streets are telling these babies, here, go peddle some drugs at school or in the neighborhood, because they can bring some money home and help out. So it's a vicious cycle. But I really think it starts at home. We got to, you know, make it easy for women, if they get pregnant, to abort them babies that they ain't going to take care of. Make it easier for women who are single parents to get some financial food aid to take care of the kids. And also, like you said, open those recreation centers, you know. And sometimes put the blame on the parents. In some cases, if you tell the parents that, look, your kid ain't been in school, your kid ain't doing this, well, you're going to be fine. Maybe they get some kind of punishment for what their kids are doing, they'll stop all this confusion.
Correct, Terry. And then, too, down here, okay, so I'm actually from New York. My move, I moved down here, I moved here to Baltimore in 1998. And it's nothing like when I first moved out. It's nothing like that. It did a total 360, just like yesterday. And it's ridiculous. You know, people are afraid now. That's how bad it's gonna get. People, the residents that lived here for majority of their life, they are afraid to sit on their porch. Sit outside, have a decent cookout, a block party. They're afraid something's going to jump up. Somebody's going to get killed, shot, whatever.
Right.
You know, and
it's
cool, you know. And a lot of people down here, because I live on the east side, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people over there, they can be in the house before it gets dark. Let me just put it like that. You know, and it's a shame. It wasn't like that when I first moved down here. You could sit out on the porch all night and just chill and have a relaxing night or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to all the if you got in a beef with somebody else, y'all would settle it, knuckle up or something like that.
Yeah, that's why we fight
now.
You going about your business. There was no pulling out guns. You know, this is ridiculous. This gun violence is crazy. But, Harry, Chris got another question for you.
Come on, Chris.
Yes, my next question, Harry, is this. When I was Googling this topic, I came across this article where Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott basically said, and I'm going to paraphrase, that, you know, the reason why these kids are out of control is basically because of the parents. Now, what is your thoughts on that, Harry?
It's true. And that's true, because kids are raising themselves, you know. And if they don't know better, how are they gonna do better, you know? And
that's the point,
sad.
Right there. If you don't know better, you can't do better.
How
you
gonna do better?
Better,
you know? And you're right. Instead of the parents being a parent, they want to be their friend. You can't do that. You got to be a parent. You got to
be supportive.
You know what I mean?
But, you know, another problem I see, not just in Baltimore, is just that, you know, when the kids are acting out, you know, the kids
everywhere.
Got so many rights that you can't spank their behind. You know, and crazy. When I was growing up, my aunties, my uncles, my mom, my dad, you know, we showed out, man. We got that belt, man. We felt it. We felt it, you know. And now you hit a child. Oh, my God, you're getting threatened going to jail. Like, you know, the Bible even said, spare the rod, spoil the child. Sometimes they need to be disciplined. Bottom line.
Where did you get that from? Where did you get that from? Calling the police on your parents.
I don't know. But it's sickening.
Where did you get that from? I remember when I did something wrong back in the days when I did something wrong. My teacher would call my mama. My mama would come up there, and they'd be like, "Who mama that is? Who mama that is?" And then I'd be sitting there like I'm doing my homework and stuff, doing my work. And I, all the time, I'm sitting up there. I'm the class clown, so my mom's get home, take me home. I get a whooping from her. Turn around, my dad get home. He gonna whoop me. Uh-huh. They might take me to my grandma's house and they whoop me.
That's
what is going on today? I mean, I'm telling you, I hate this. I think we in our last days, you know.
Everything
is in the Bible is coming to fruition.
It's coming to fruition.
The kids are supposed to be our future.
That's right.
You know, of the world. So what are we going to do?
Falling apart.
They're
and like, you know, Harry, like you said, global warming, you know, wars everywhere breaking out, droughts, like in Sudan.
Yep.
You know, before when they used to have a river, you know, it's been nothing but mostly dry. It's a little island stuck behind all the land. And the women out there are digging and getting the lilies out the water, and they're drying them out and crushing them up to make something to feed their kids. People are starving, you know, fighting, you know, and God knows I'm kind of glad that I'm a little older, because I don't want to continue to live a whole bunch of years with this kind of situation that's going on, you know, scared to come out your door, scared to stay in the house, because you stay in the house and there's home invasion, you know, and Baltimore got a nerve. They got one of these corners of our camera to see what's going on. Why that's not slowing down the crime?
Well, it's helping a little bit here. It's helping a little
it
bit
is?
Because they have caught several people. Like a couple of weeks ago, when that boy got killed down at the harbor, the tattoo guy. And all that stuff, they caught them. That's due to the surveillance camera and help from the community and stuff. Some people, they're getting fed up, and they starting to step up, you know?
Yeah, well, I would start a program called Big Mama, because I'm Big Mama, and a whole bunch of women got the same mindset. Bring your kids to my house. They'll come back a different damn child.
No, that's
I
right.
got you.
You know, that's right. And, you know, I don't have children, right? But I would hate to bring a child in this world as it is to this day, you know, really, I would hate that.
It's scary. Yeah, well, Chris got another question
heart.
Before we run out of time. So, Chris, knock your question out, babe, because we're running out of time. We're getting close. And
okay,
I really appreciate her being here to be with us since he's on location, helping out his family members. But go ahead, Chris. Take your time, baby.
Yeah, I appreciate Harry being here too. Well, Harry, I guess my next question is a pretty awesome question, I think, because in Columbus, Ohio, which is where I'm from, you know, I live in Batasula, but in Columbus, all the bars are closed at like midnight to increase, like in downtown Columbus, all the bars are closed at midnight to increase crime. You think all bars around the world should do that? You think that's a good solution? I think it is.
Yes. I think that would be a good solution. But most of the bars down here in Baltimore, they close around about 12, or some close earlier than 12. Because they're afraid of getting
2 o'clock and 3. What did you think?
Yeah, because they're afraid of getting robbed or something. You have to be very careful you have to be very careful and be mindful of your surroundings, because you never know who's watching.
Exactly.
You know, you never know who's watching you.
Mm-hmm.
You're so right.
Yeah, cameras are always on.
Huh?
I said the cameras are always on. Yeah.
Okay. Because you never know who's watching you. So I'm always paying attention to my surroundings, even when I'm driving or if I'm not driving. But basically, if I don't have a set destination, I really don't come out my house. That's just for me. And I'm not saying I don't know punk or whatever like that, but to avoid conflict,
exactly.
I just rather just I just rather mm-hmm. stay in my house. I have everything I need in my house, and I have a good wife, a good
mm-hmm.
woman, and we just chill. Mm-hmm. But she's in here with me right now. I think she wanted to say something.
Okay. Go ahead.
On the situation as far as with the kids and stuff, I mean, like, they're also...
Well, what's your name, darling?
I'm born in Baltimore. And as far as with the kids is concerned, it's really outrageous where you start having cookouts on the church property. Who does that?
Wow,
you come and you
want to
grill around the front of the church. And you have a cookout, and you leave your plates, your cups, your wine bottles, your alcohol bottles, all on the church property.
That's no respect.
Who does that? I mean, do you have any morals to your mother?
So.
I mean, like, you can't do this on your block or your grandmother's block, but you'll come on somebody else's block, and you do this.
Trash it.
Right, and you can't say anything because... They'll come at you, they'll do stuff or shoot up your house, because that has happened.
Wow.
You know, you can't call the police, because somehow they find out. I mean, it's bad. They're stealing cars,
oh,
you know, because I have
fear. It's like living in fear.
Yes, because I have young nieces and nephews, and I pray all the time for them that nothing hurt them. They come home,
mm-hmm.
go to work, go to school, and come back home safely. That's my concern. That's more, to be honest with you, that's why I look more on the news than anything, but I shouldn't, but that's what I did.
That's what I did
because
as well.
Because I'm just concerned about them, because
mm-hmm.
they're just, and the gangs are terrible.
Right.
You know, the gangs is like to get initiated. You're going around shooting somebody just to get into a gang. It's bad.
It's, you know, and you're right. You know, and all I can hope is that, you know, we can find a way to turn it around, starting in our own individual home, you know, and make sure put the right people in office, you know.
Yes.
And do something.
Yes. Yeah.
But I just want to thank you, Mr. Smith, and your wife for being here. What's your wife's
first
name?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. What's your first name, darling?
Yolanda.
Yolanda, thank you for your comments because they are relevant. Who knows what's going on? And I just want y'all to know that once you've been on the show, you can always come back because this is home. And I want y'all to have a wonderful weekend. Be safe. Stay healthy. And this is it. We got to wrap it up. And we're going to end this show with a song by Billy Porter, You Are My Friend. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye.